Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second T20 between India and England. India have won the toss, they've elected to bowl. Let's join our commentary team for the first time, Guy Swindles and the former England bowlers, Steve Armisen, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty.
Well, what a match we've got in prospect. England are going to have to do it slightly the hard way this time, you feel. First match, Owen Morgan won the toss, decided to put India in, likes to chase. This time England need to do it from the off with Jason Roy, who's positioned possibly under a little bit of pressure going into the first match, but that fine 49 as he set up England's victory certainly answered a few critics on that occasion. As we count down, 3, 2, 1, and Bhuvneshwar Kumar will now be moving in to bowl to Jason Roy, and Roy immediately looking to drive. Actually gets a bit of a thickish inside edge and it rolls out to mid on, no run.
Yeah, a little bit of swing there, first ball normally is with this white ball, that's why Kumar's in the side. Terrific, experienced white ball bowler as well, a decent test performer in the right conditions, swings the ball, he's almost like an English type seamer.
So Josh Butler now just having a little look around, seeing what's what on the field as Kumar comes in again. Noise level goes up. There's a big appeal for LBW. It's been given on the field, and I can see the fingers around me in the TalkSport commentary room, and everyone seems to agree that Butler's days are numbered.
Yeah, just didn't swing. Josh Butler's the watch from the non-strikers in, seen Jason Roy. Ball, Bhuvneshwar Kumar taking the ball away from outside the off stump. That one's just gone on with the angle. It's kept going in towards Josh Butler's pads. His bat's missed it, it's hit him on the pad, probably going to hit leg stump. He looked at his partner, it's actually going to hit him outside. Actually, I think that's a... might have missed a trick here, they might be looking, just watching the replay again. Josh Butler might have looked at his partner and thought, a bit of a review, but Josh Butler's turned around, he's walked off the field, and England are one for one after three balls.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? All live and exclusive here on TalkSport 2. A terrific start for India, not so good for Josh Butler. Two out swingers from Kumar, that one just drifted in, used his wrist position really, really well, slanted it into Josh Butler, that first delivery, and he goes for the first delivery's face, and it brings to the crease, Davin Malan.
World number one ranked batsman in international ODIs. Well, we have just seen a replay of that LBW decision, and it was only just clipping leg stump, it was umpire's call. As in comes Sundaram, and immediately met by the big battered Jason Roy, who launches it into the crowd. He's been looking to attack the spinners. He did this in the first ODI, and he's at it again now. First maximum of the match.
Well, we talked about this lad Jason Roy in the last game. He's a proper team player, no matter what sort of form he's in. He's been having lots of nets and had lots of time to think about his performances, and he's got so much confidence. As Bats were saying, he's balanced at the crease there, slightly squatted in the crease. His eyes were still, his head was still, and he just hit through the line. Washington Sundar disappeared into the crowd for a maximum. Great start from Jason Roy.
In again Kumar, and this time Roy winds up, and it's not perhaps the most traditional shot from Jason Roy, but a very thickish outside edge. He got enough of the ball and it swings out to deep mid wicket and he gets four.
Well, this is a shot what you would call a hack any day of the week, but in this modern day, people tend not to call that a good shot in T20 cricket.
Well, if it goes for four, I guess it is in some ways, isn't it?
So. Well, it is. Another great shot from Jason Roy. Through backward square leg for four runs. In other words, he was just a hack.
England have taken their score on to 26 now for one here on TalkSport 2. And the crowd that England were quieting down very well in the first T20 is certainly much more vociferous this time around. As Washington Sundar comes in again, and it's swung away. There's an LBW shout. Certainly Rishabh Pant liked it. Washington Sundar was a little bit late, probably getting involved. Virat Kohli, who has had some interesting reviews recently, is having a little bit of a think about it, but not for very long, and he has decided against.
I actually think this is closer than you think. The umpire dismissed it very, very quickly. I think this is not bad, this.
Yes, hit him on his back thigh. It pitched in line. Watching that replay, I think you're right, Harmy. I think that was altogether closer. As Sundar comes in again, and that is smashed straight back down. One bounce for four, and Milan's middle one, finally. And England now move on to 30 for one after four overs. Roy 15 not out, Milan 11 not out. I'd like to see that LBW again.
Well, first of all, it's amazing, isn't it? Such a good over from Sundar, but it's amazing how many times the first or the last ball of an over in any form of the game they go for a boundary. And that one, he didn't quite get hold of it, but like I said, with the only two fielders outside the 30-yard circle to miss it, but it's run away for another boundary. England 30 for one here on TalkSport 2.
Well, Thakur in again to Milan, the left-hander, and that's down the leg side, and Milan very nearly put out the short fine leg who was put there for exactly that shot. So the plan very nearly worked, but the ball bounced just in front of Yadav.
Well, I don't think you were put there for the catch. I think he's just put there to because they needed someone on the boundary elsewhere.
I think, but me and you would have been fielding there,
yeah,
Darren.
Yeah,
put your worst fielder there. That's what tends to happen. And if you would have got a catch there, that would have been more luck than anything else. He definitely wasn't bowling for a short fine leg.
Well, in that case, he got away with one because it wasn't the world's greatest delivery, but Yadav was there to stop it, and Milan misses out. This time, Milan, big, thick outside edge. Oh, and it's just avoided the short third man this time. It's gone all the way to the boundary, so England a streaky four from Milan, who moves on to 15, slightly unconvincing runs so far.
Yeah, but it cross-seamed from, well, a slower ball, actually, off-spinner from Thakur, but terrible fielding, by the way. Led boots on diving for it. Dives straight over it. Kumar, yeah, typical fast bowler. Missed it. But good confident start this though from England. Going for their shots.
Well, they know that chasing is the way to go, so they've got to set some sort of target. At the moment, they're doing exactly that.
In goes Chahal. And that ball has got up and underneath from Jason Roy. Over the leg side. That's going all the way for six. That one was pulled down. The line was just wrong. And Jason Roy accepted the gift that was offered to him. Roy goes to 26. England's 50 is up. They're 51 for one. Five balls into the seventh over.
Yeah, Chahal playing. Jason Roy, the biggest compliment he can do. Trying to keep it out of his hitting zone. Waited until the fifth ball of the over to go straight. A bit short. Jason Roy pounces on it. Smacks it into the fire extinguisher that's out in that vacant area at deep mid wicket. Wow, what a shot, Jason Roy. Chahal just buckled under the pressure. The power of Jason Roy.
This is the one thing about Chahal, he can be hit for boundaries. He's got the third most sixes hit off him since January of 2018. Hardik Pandya has ball in hand for his second over. He will be bowling to David Milan. And he's on his way in, and it's outside of off stumps. A drive ball, and it's hit through the man at mid-off, and it's going to be away for four. Shardul Thakur immediately points to a piece of turf and said, it took a horrible bounce off of there, Skip. Don't blame me. But I'm sorry, I've got to say, you've got to get your body behind that one. You've got to get something on that at least. It was a decent shot from David Milan. I'm not sure it was a four, but that's what it is in the scorebook. Chahal comes in post. That one might be LBW. No, not out again. Milan swings across the line. Shikhar Dhawan is onto the field as a 12th man substitute. They've run a couple of leg bars and now there's going to be a conversation. He checks with the bowler, checks with the wicketkeeper, and Virat Kohli, with a smile on his face, makes the T signal and says, we are definitely reviewing that one.
Pitching in line, impact in line, wicket setting, going back to Anil on field. Anil, you need to change your decision, signal out, you're on screen now. Thank you.
England lose their second wicket. David Nalani's LBW to Chahal for 24. He made that from 23 deliveries. And we are two balls into the eighth over. England 64 for 2 here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, wonderful piece of bowling again from Chahal. Obviously, we get the view of the DRS, but both balls, his first two balls of the over, straight in the channel, straight down those tram lines, asking questions of David Milan. I think he got away with the first one, didn't get away with the second one, crashing into leg stump, maybe a bit of middle and leg. And this is what we know of Charlie. Bowls straight, he gets a lot of LBWs and bowls.
Reverse attempt from Jason Roy again. Same place, same spot, same result. Chahal has gone wide of off stump and Jason Roy's got up and underneath this one. That's actually a better connection than the one before. It's a one bounce four through third man. And after nine overs, England are now 74 for two here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, wonderful shot from Jason Roy. Wide again, real wide out on the wide line. And this is just because he's pulled his length back. Jason Roy's able to get underneath this one. He gets it up and over short third man. One bounce and into the signboards at the bottom.
Hardik Pandya is going to start a new over. Johnny Bairstow is pushing into the onside. Because there's no fielder inside the circle, they'll take one. Oh, they thought about a second. They got about a third of the way down. Oh, and Virat Kohli's given away an extra. Oh, you little ripper. Virat Kohli has just done a schoolboy error. Ball comes into him at the non-striker's end. He whips up the bails, smacks one of the stumps out of the ground, and then the ball comes out of his hand and rolls away 15 metres where there's no fielder. And England say, thank you very much. Buzzers!
And he's broken his index finger in the process. He's whacked the stumps down, almost knocked the middle stump out of the ground. He's shaking his head. Oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear.
So despite losing Josh Butler in the first over, England have laid a solid foundation in the first 10 overs. 83 for 2 with Jason Roy going well and Johnny Bairstow also playing nicely at the other end. We'll rejoin the action shortly, but first a reminder to check out the Following On podcast, a great selection of shows released every day with our cracking team and available wherever you get your podcasts. And also make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, Outside Edge, available after each day's play on TalkSport's YouTube channel. And after this, we'll see if England can build on their fine start. This is Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second T20 international between India and England. India won the toss and elected to field. England, though, have started well. 83 for 2 in the first 10 overs, and we'll rejoin the action with Jason Roy and Johnny Bairstow in the middle. Your commentary team is Guy Swindles, Steve Armisen, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty.
It's Chahal who is set to continue, and Bairstow goes back on his stumps, flicks it just backward on the leg side and trots through for a single. Kishan does the fielding. So England move on now to 84 for 2. If they carry on at this run rate, they'll be on 165, 10 runs and over, 182. So that's probably the minimum England would really want to be defending, you feel. Chahal in again. And Roy just stands and delivers and thumps it down to mid-off. I think Chahal may have taken the pace off it, in which case, good luck to you, son, and I'm glad you've still got your fingers, because it was really nailed by Roy. Good over then so far from Chahal. Just the four singles from it. He came in for a bit of hard stuff in the first one. This time Bairstow again tries to hit him, hits it very straight, and the fielder can't get there. What a good shot that was by Bairstow, and just what England needed off the last ball of the over. It wasn't that bad a delivery, but Bairstow stepped back, it was slightly shorter, and he slapped it very straight for four runs, just what England needed at that stage. 91 for two then after 11 overs, England. Jason Roy, 46 not out from 34 deliveries. Bairstow, 11 not out from 8. As it's in, and it's straight up in the air. Now, has this got enough on it, or is there a fielder underneath? There is a fielder underneath. And Jason Roy, for the second time, as Bhuvneshwar Kumar takes a decent catch out in the deep. Jason Roy, for the second time in two T20s, has got himself out with a 50, really in his sights. And he goes for 46, England 91 for 3.
Interesting bowling change. Coley's gone to Washington Sundar. He's just thrown it just a little bit above the eye line, and the ball's just bounced on Jason Roy. Not quite in his slot. He's leant back a touch, lost balance, and hit it. It's gone at miles in the air. This is a fantastic catch by Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Yeah, I don't mind that by Jason Roy. The ball was above the eye line. The ball was probably in the slot for Jason Roy to hit. He just didn't execute it. He didn't execute the shot as well as he would like, and he's got out. But the thought process, the mindset, everything that Jason Roy is looking to do is positive, and I don't mind that at the top of the order for England. And he's getting England off to a good start, because this England are in a fantastic position at this moment in time because of the foundation that Roy set. Morgan can come in with less pressure.
Well, it's Morgan facing his first delivery, and he plays it very conservatively back to the bowler, just for a single.
And we know Morgan likes to buy a little bit of time, along with Stokes. He's get three or four balls with Saitra, and the way things have gone for England so far, Jason Roy has bought Morgan a bit of time.
In his 99th match for England, and that is very well played indeed by the skipper. He just really shoveled it out into the offside, but the placement was superb. No fielder could get close to it, and after a dot ball, it's back up and running for Morgs four more. So lovely first delivery from Chakur. It's in again, and this time it's lucky from Owen Morgan. He looked to square cut it. He got a big bottom edge. Rishabh Pant couldn't stop it, and an inside edge effectively has gone through for four directly behind the stumps. England won't mind, but tough on the bowler. Well, Washington Sundar to continue. Three overs 20 so far. And Bairstow goes for the huge sweep, but misses it, and there'll be no run.
Yeah, Johnny's not holding back now. He's been in for 12 balls. He can just feels as though he needs to just up the momentum. Size of the England batting order, the depth that they've got. I think this is Johnny really looking to sort of set the pace that little bit quicker now.
Sundar in again, and this time Bairstow has got hold of him. But, oh, it was a half chance on the boundary. And I think it's been tipped over the bar by Soraya for six. It would have been an extraordinary catch if he'd actually managed to hold it. But I think he did tip the fingers as it went over the boundary.
Yeah, gone straight through both hands. Back of a length ball, Johnny's waiting on, sitting back. He hasn't quite get it, quite high on the bat. I think it's Kumar out in the deep.
It is.
Never, ever really in control of what he was trying to do. He's managed to get two hands on it. It's gone straight through them. Yeah. Six runs.
As it is, it's hit straight up in the air this time by Bairstow. Now there should be a catch taken. Oh, and on the second attempt it is. Boy, was that close to being another disaster for Surakarma Yadav, but this time he clings on at the second attempt. Bairstow's gone for 20 off 15. Washington Sundar has the wicket, and England 119 for 4.
Not too dissimilar to the Jason Roy dismissal. Ball into a bit of a length. Jason Roy, again, like Johnny Bairstow, gone to hit big into the leg side. This one was just a touch wider than off stump. This is a good bit of bowling by Washington Sundar. He can sense that Bairstow wants to hit it on the leg side, so he's just held it back a bit. The seam was coming down perfectly straight. It's just sat in just outside off stump, and Johnny's had to fetch it from outside off stump, leaning back, got it in the air. And the one thing you do not want after you've dropped the catch is three balls later to get an absolute skyer. Kumar's got it. This time he held it with a second attempt, and that's a good wicket for India.
At the moment, Owen Morgan, after a brisk start, just has gone into his shell slightly in the face of some good bowling from India. In again, and this is reverse swept. What did I say? brilliant from Owen Morgan. Reverse swept for four. Went like a rocket to the boundary, and the England skipper moves on to 22 from just 13 deliveries. England 128 for four.
Well, that's another shot. Again, like the second ball he faced when he hit it over top of extra cover. That's another shot that Owen Morgan has in his locker that I don't think you'll play any better on this tour. It was a fantastic shot between the two fielders.
There were two fielders there for that shot, and he split them both. In again, this time it's the more regulation sweep shot from Owen Morgan. There is a fielder this time, and they trot through for another single. And at the end of the 15th over, England have taken their score on to 129 for four. After a word from Darren Goff, Andrew McKenna will see you through for the rest of the England innings.
I think it's been quite evident from England as well. They've got a plan against Shahal as well. They tucked into him that first game, didn't they? Went for 44 off his overs, and today he's just got the one wicket again. He's gone for 34 tonight.
Hardik Pandya goes in. Oh, Ben Stokes very nearly plays a bouncer onto his own stumps. You heard the cry of oof, because as he tried to play the ball away into the leg side, I think it comes off his glove or the bat handle and actually doesn't drop that far away from the stumps. It's the end of the over here on TalkSport 2. It is the second T20 between India and England, and we're here with the Times and the Sunday Times cricket team, including Lizzie Ammon and the former England captains Mike Atherton and Sir Alistair Cook.
I'll tell you what, Goffy, we need to get this pandemic under control, because the accident and emergency will be absolutely full with people trying this reverse scoop.
Pre-season.
Oh,
can you imagine
goodness.
Every all these players at count? We've been sat at home watching the cricket or listening to us on TalkSport and thinking, I'm going to go and practice that. My boys are home today. They're in the nets. I'm dreading getting home. One of them tried the Rishabh Pant scoop and got one straight between the eyes. Amazing. But yeah, good scoring though from England. 142 for four. Thakur back into the attack. He's got two overs to bowl.
Yep, 0 for 17 so far. That was Hardik Pandya completing his spell. 0 for 33 from his four. So here comes Shardul Thakur, the right-arm seamer. Oh, and Owen Morgan's got himself in a right tangle and has ended up just chipping the ball up in the air. And it's Rishabh Pant who gets underneath it. The wicketkeeper will take the catch. And Owen Morgan done there by the bowler. A little bit of a cutter that he's just got underneath. And Morgan bailed out on the shot, but he walks off as he does so. He goes for 28, England 142 for 5.
Oh, sweet piece of bowling from Thakur to back up a good piece of thinking, I reckon, as well. He's taking the ball outside of a normal hitting area. It's wide on the wide line, outside off stump. It's an off cutter, stays in the surface. Morgan still staying a little bit leg side of it. Has to really reach for it. Clips the bottom edge of the bat, goes straight up and taken by Pant. But as Darren Goff said, that's sweet bowling.
Bhuvaneshwar Kumar is in, hammered back, passed in by Ben Stokes. Don't move anyone for that unless you just want to retrieve the ball from behind the bowler. Stokes has hit that clean as a whistle. 22 to Stokes, 157 for 5.
Yeah, the best thing you can do, Kumar, is just duck on that one. Middle of the bat, Ben Stokes. The way he hits a cricket ball when he does get hold of it. Middle of the bat, straight back past the bowler. The umpire has to take evasive action as well. He goes to the floor. But I'll tell you what, he'd have put his hand up there, that's got broken hand written all over it. And that's talking from experience.
Stokes waits. It's another cutter. Stokes swings hard. He's made contact with this. It's going to be caught by Hardik Pandya at long on, though. And this over has gone single by dot ball wicket. This is not the end that England were hoping for. It's a fantastic four deliveries as far as India are concerned. Stokes goes for 24 from 21 deliveries, and England are 160 for 6. Here we go then, final ball of the innings. Shardul is in, it's another cutter. Sam Curran stays deep in his crease, whacks it back over his head, and Hardik Pandya, who was the fielder at long on, just watched it like everyone else. He knew he wasn't going to get around. It's a one bounce four, so England post 164 for 6 from their 20 overs. Sam Curran will finish 6 not out from 5 deliveries. Chris Jordan never got to face a ball. So 165 for England. For India to win this game. England posting 164 for 6. Jason Roy, 46. Joss Butler, a duck. David Milan, 24. Johnny Bairstow, 20. Owen Morgan, 28. Ben Stokes, 24. And then Curran, 6 not out. Jordan, 0 not out. And the bowling figures quickly take you through those as well, as India went in with five frontline bowlers, so all five of them had to bowl the full allocation of four. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar 1 for 28 from 4, Washington Sundar 2 for 29 from 4, Shardul Thakur 2 for 29 from 4 as well, Hardik Pandya 0 for 33, Yuzvendra Chahal 1 for 34. Darren Goff, your thoughts on what we've seen?
Yeah, well, we were one out. I thought 165 were about par. I think they dragged it back really well, India.
So after 20 overs, England have posted 164 for 6, a competitive total. So England have posted 164 for 6 from their 20 overs, largely thanks to Jason Roy's 46. He once again top scored for England. We'll rejoin the action shortly for India's innings. But first, a reminder to check out the Following On podcast, a great selection of shows released every day with our cracking team, available wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, Outside Edge. It's available after each day's play on TalkSport's YouTube channel. Well, after this, we'll see if India can tie the series up as they attempt to chase down 165.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is The Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second T20 between England and India. India won the toss, elected to field. England scored 164 for 6, and we rejoin the action with India set to start their innings. Let's join our commentary team for the first time, Guy Swindles and the former England bowlers, Steve Harmison, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty.
It is Sam Curran who has ball in hand. In the first game, he was actually the sixth bowler that Owen Morgan turned to. So he's opening up this evening. KL Rahul and Ishan Kishan opening the batting for England. Ishan Kishan on debut in T20 international cricket. He's at the non-striker's end. The KL Rahul who is going to face the first ball. Slip in place. Here he is, final ball of the first over. Sam Curran has got it across him and it's just feathered the edge. And that is the end of the first over with the Indian first wicket going down, then 0-1. In the first game, the first wicket went down, they were 2-1. They're worse than that this evening. 0-1 after one over, and KL Rahul walks off shaking his head. Well, he doesn't know whether he's a duck or a goose at the moment. He's not quite sure he's played defensively and then just gets one across his body. Feathers through, and Josh Butler makes no mistake, England have the breakthrough.
Never mind the goose, he's out for a duck. It's a fantastic over by Sam Curran, and I just wonder, KL Rahul is shaking his head, walking off. Exactly what Darren Goff has just been saying about Jason Roy. Jason Roy knows his game in the England colours. Comfortable, England captain backs him, England coach backs him. He stands there and he whacks it out of the park. KL Rahul has faced six balls in that first over. If he had an IPL shirt on, King's 11 Punjab on, he might have got 10 or 12 runs off that first over. Shows you pressure that comes with putting a different coloured shirt on, India shirt, playing for your place, knowing Rohit Sharma's walking into the team for the next game, muddled thinking, muddled mind, muddled decisions. Got caught on the crease, excellent bit of bowling by Sam Curran, and England start well again with the ball.
Kishan waits for Sam Curran, who is now on his way. Comes in, left arm over, it's a short ball. Kishan's climbed into that one, and there's a man out on the boundary, but who's quite square on the leg side. That goes through mid-wicket, wide mid-wicket, and Ishan Kishan has a second boundary. He goes to nine, India 11 for one. Three in a ring for England on the offside. Archer goes in, short, quick one, and Virat Kohli has nothing to do with that one, gets out the way of it.
That's better. That's much better. When you talk about the line was still the same from when he got full for four, but wrist behind the ball, bowling quickly, height perfect. That's a better bouncer. Do you think that was a wide, Darren?
Yeah. Absolutely, with a wide. Got away with that one. Never mind. All good for England.
That last one was the quickest that Jofra Archer has bowled this over, and the quickest one he's sent down so far, at 146 kilometres, so just shy of 90 miles an hour. He's been steadily working his way up through the over, and this is the final ball of that over. And now England are going to stick long leg and square leg on the boundary. They're there for the pull, for the hook. Archer goes in, and it will be pulled by Kohli in front of square, all along the floor out to Milan. And it is just a single, but England clearly saying to Virat Kohli, if you want to pull and hook, that's absolutely fine by us. You take them on if you want. 22 for one are India. It is commentary of the second T20 between India and England on TalkSport 2 with the Times and the Sunday Times cricket team. Their writing, of course, is with an edge.
It is, but it's got a bit of a risk factor on it to Virat Kohli. He's so quick on the short ball. But I have seen him also get out in international cricket, taking it on his own personality, is knowing he's such a good player, he's so quick onto the pull. But if he only has to top edge one, not get it quite right, especially the pace of Jofra Archer, and he's in the game.
But it's the line though, Darren, you know yourself, the line has got to be spot on. If you get him outside or stump, you can get your hands free. And that bouncer there, the one that he got pulled for four, was outside his off stump, didn't have much venom. The last two have been spot on, and because you've got two men back there, you're basically saying, right, good luck to you if you want to pull it.
Start of the fifth over, India 22 for one. And Chris Jordan is into the attack, and he's starting with the ball down the leg side. Josh Butler can't take it cleanly, it's going to go away for four. I think that's going to be four wides. And Jordan starts down the leg side. Batsman seemed to get a flick on that, actually.
Yeah, got a flick on it, Macker, I think
he's dropped it.
I don't think he's too happy about it. But it looked like I thought it was his thigh pad at first, saw it in real speed, but the umpire's given four runs to it. Yes,
smashed
straight
it
off the middle of the bat. Absolute sitter from Josh Butler. Well, going to his lefty, you'd expect a keeper to catch that, though. Look at the size of the gloves.
Yeah, he's got to catch
massive.
That is a let-off, and the let-off is the biggest one you could possibly have.
Kishan, who has started brilliantly and has launched Curran long over long on for six. The implacable Owen Morgan watches the ball go over, no expression, but that is some shot, and this is turning out to be some debut. 18 off 11, India 40 for one. So Stokes in for this three ball, it's just blasted up in the air anywhere, and it's gone for six. Thick outside edge, has flown all the way over third man for six. I don't think Kohli knew much about it, but it's been the best possible result from being baffled by that slower ball from Ben Stokes. It turned out to be a no ball. Kohli has taken full toll. India go to 59 for one, and there are still four balls left in this over. Well, they've put on 60 off in just 35 deliveries, these two. So they really have taken the game away from England. Stokes in again, and this is heaved over for six more. It's a brilliant shot by Ishan Kishan. It was short from Stokes, and he has absolutely nailed it over deep square leg for six more. In again, Adil Rashid, and that is good bowling. Just stopped him almost mid-stride, didn't it?
Yeah, wrong in there from Adil Rashid, showing him his tricks early. Keeping Kishan honest. That's what the pros will be saying. Keep him honest. Show him it early. Don't get him running down the pitch. He'll be wary now.
Adil Rashid, who's been there and done that in most T20s. This one is fetched, though, and it's fetched wonderfully by Ishan Kishan, who bisects the two fielders who were set out in the deep for that shot, and he has just swept it away for four more. And it wasn't that bad a ball, but Ishan Kishan has just treated it with almost contempt. In again, and has hit this straight up in the air. This should be a chance, and it isn't. Sorry, it's gone even further. I thought it mishit it. I thought it was going to drop to a fielder, and in fact it's cleared the ground. It's gone down. It's the second successive six, and Kishan has one of the most entertaining 50s you'll ever see. And remember, this is his debut. 54 from 28 deliveries, 5 fours, 4 sixes. What a start to your international T20 career. And he's taken India to 92 for 1, and we're only in the 10th over.
Wow, fearless, skillful, precise. What a player Kishan looks like he could be. What a start to his international career.
Rashid, a bit more air in this one. This has been played up in the air. It's a chance. Oh, and it's been dropped by all people. Ben Stokes. It was a sitter at mid-on. The one person you'd have bet your house on holding on to it would have been Ben Stokes. That house, though, sadly, has just gone missing. It's another chance. England have now dropped both the Indian batsmen, and Owen Morgan almost looks cross.
Kishan couldn't have a better partner out there now. Virat Kohli, now that the great Dhoni has retired, he's arguably the best finisher in the game. His numbers batting second, chasing, are quite phenomenal, so he'll be talking him through this. He'll be keeping him calm, trying to keep him thinking about the bigger picture.
Adil Rashid in again. And that's pitched on leg side, and it's been swung away, clearing the crowd. It's a brilliant six, and Kishan moves to 48. It's another maximum from the young man. And suddenly India racing to 86 for one, and Adil Rashid going the same way as everybody else so far, over the ropes and into the crowd. Oh, and that's out. Pretty close, and it's out. He's been given. Ishan Kishan had a big swing at that. Virat Kohli is going to go and have a chat about a possible review. Certainly most of the team in here think that there's every chance it was out. I think he is reviewing it. I think he got the review in just before with 2 seconds to go. But the original decision is out. And you feel Adil Rashid deserves that. And possibly the only way the bowlers were going to get wickets was if it
TV
was bowled or LBW.
Review for LBW on-field decision is out. It's fair delivery. Move on to front on spin vision, please.
I'm not sure how confident Ishan Kishan is at the moment. He missed.
Can you please rock and roll?
Reverse sweep.
And the ball passes the bat.
Yeah, just before he reviewed it, he said he thinks it's the front of the hand.
Yeah,
that he said
ball
to,
is close to the bat.
His
can
captain
I have
at the far
please?
End. So less spin on the ball.
It's whether it.
Yeah, keep rolling. Keep rolling.
He certainly missed it, but it's whether
rolling,
it's hitting the stumps.
Side. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Yeah, flat line as the ball passes the bat. No bat involved, bat first.
It can could well be umpire's please? Call here, couldn't it? Right,
certainly
here we go. Ball tracking.
Pitching in line, oh. Impact in line.
Yeah, hitting, wickets umpire's call, leg stumped. Going He's going to have to go. He was given out on the pitch. And Adil Rashid has a measure of revenge. And Ishan Kishan's wonderful start to his international T20 career comes to an end. LBW to Adil Rashid for 56 off just 32 deliveries, 5 fours, 4 sixes. He's put on 94 with his skipper, which always plays well.
Kohli 37 from 25 balls. Pant 2 from 3 after Ishan Kishan made 56 from 32. In goes Sam Curran. Kohli again is just taking in half a pace or so down the pitch, turns it to long leg, takes one, wanted two, but then quickly realised there wasn't a second there. And at the end of the over, 11 gone, India 99 for 2, trying to make this 165 to win this. They need 66 from 54 balls.
Yeah, with the required rate being 7.3, you just feel like Kohli's just going to bat, just keep knocking the singles. When he's given something to feed off boundary-wise, he will. And the explosive stuff will come from the other end. You just feel like this should be a canter now from India. England needs something special. maybe an Archer back in, bowl him out, it doesn't matter, he need to get a wicket. We need this massive, massive wicket of Virat Kohli to blow this game open.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. It's important now to get Kohli out. If they don't get Kohli out in the next three overs, it is game over. The Indian captain does take India over the line.
Rashid to continue to Kohli. He stays deep in his crease, guides it into the offside. We'll go all the way out to Johnny Bairstow, sweeping on the boundary. And that is the 100 up for India. They're 100 for two. First ball of the 12th. England's 100 came up second ball of the 13th. They were three wickets down when they were 101 for three. Just not much between the sides, but of course, batting second, you know the scoring rate, you know what you need to do. So you can even be a little bit behind at this stage and still be in a good place. But India are an over in front of where England were. As Rishabh Pant takes all of this one from Adil Rashid and plonks it over wide mid-wicket. It's a six. And Virat Kohli walks down the pitch, puts his arm around the youngster's shoulders, gives him a bit of fatherly advice of, yeah, keep going, son, just belt it to all parts. What 106 for two.
So India cruising at 106 for two. What an innings by Ishan Kishan on debut. We'll rejoin the action shortly for the rest of India's innings. But first, a reminder to check out the following on podcast. A great selection of shows released every day with our cracking team, available wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, Outside Edge. It's available after each day's play on TalkSport's YouTube channel. After this, we'll see if India can chase down 165 and level the series. This is The Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second T20 between England and India. India won the toss, they elected to bowl. England scored 164 for 6, and we rejoin the action with India closing in on a win with Virat Kohli in good touch in the middle. Let's join our commentary team, Guy Swindles, and the former England bowlers, Steve Armisen, Darren Goff and Gareth Batty.
The over was a decent over. He bowled to his plan, he hit the med pant, hit the offside, the fielders in the deep, and an extra cover, and things were going well for Sam Curran. Just a little lapse in concentration, dragged the ball down a little bit too short, and that's probably been the story of England's night so far, that have put pressure on India but just let it slip right at the last minute with a boundary off earlier the over, so then India can milk it, or a boundary off the last ball of the over after they've been a good over.
Chris Jordan is coming back in. First over cost 12. Kohli's coming down the pitch to him, turns it into the onside. It gets out very quickly to Jason Roy, who's on the mid-wicket boundary, so it will be just a single. Kohli goes to 45 from 32. India 120 for two. And of course, Virat Kohli was dropped by Joss Butler earlier. As first ball from Chris Jordan clipped it down the leg side. Butler got across, but the ball hit the turf. Two drops from England actually so far today. Ben Stokes dropping one off of Ishan Kishan. I think he was on 40 at the time, if memory serves. He ended up getting 16 more. Virat Kohli is making England play. He had only 10 at the time, so he's added 35. He's at the non-striker's end as Rishabh Pant settles in, well, to do frankly anything. That is his want at the moment. Chris Jordan's going to come around the wicket to him, and Pant hammers this through extra cover. Don't get anywhere near that. That's going to take your hand with it. Goes away for four. Pant goes to 20 from just 11 balls. India 124 for two.
Absolute dismissive. Owen Morgan wants his bowlers to bowl wide because it's about a wide outside off stump, because he feels as though he can set a field to that, flop one side of the ground off, hit it on the offside. What a fantastic shot that is. A little bit too close to Rishabh Pant. Can get his hands free, but the ball's still within his body parameters. Fantastic shot, pressure on Jordan.
Jordan around the wicket, slow, wide. Pant's gone for this one, and he's gone up and over the boundary on this occasion. Same spot. Stokes went round just in case it was mishit. It wasn't. It landed on the sheeting between the boundary edge and the advertising hoarding. And Jordan has gone 1-4-6 this over. Chris Jordan has sent down 9 deliveries. with the ball this evening. He's gone for 23, and India are feasting on England's highest T20 wicket-taking bowler. Jordan is in. Oh, Pant flick this into the leg side. Miles up in the air. Can a fielder get round underneath it? Yes, they can, and Johnny Bairstow takes the catch. England were desperate for a wicket. They've got one. They bought it at quite a high price from Chris Jordan's bowling point of view, but they have got rid of the very dangerous Rishabh Pant. He goes for 26 from 13 balls only. India 130 for 3 in the 14.
Is it too little, too late? A little bit straighter to Rishabh Pant, and he just didn't move his feet. Tried to clip it. He'd be devastated when he sees this again. Absolutely devastated, because this is what he feel as though in his scoring zone. Because England were bowling wide outside off stump, Pant hasn't moved his feet that much. He's just tried to help that round the corner, and he's getting a big thick top edge, and it's gone a mile up in the air. Good catch by Johnny Bairstow. Like I said before, is it too little, too late?
Well, it's another one to add to Chris Jordan's tally, and it brings Shreyas Iyer out to the middle. Chris Jordan now has 68 wickets for England in T20 international cricket, and that was his 49th of them outside of England. So he's done his business with England on tour. Right, the batsman crossed, so although Shreyas Iyer is out in the middle, he's going to be at the non-striker's end. Virat Kohli on strike, one big blow away from a half century. Of course, Shreyas Iyer, 67 from 48 balls in the first game. His highest score in T20 international cricket. So it gets no easier for England. Jordan over the wicket to Kohli. Just plays straight down to Jofra Archer at long off. And strolls through for a single, 131 for 3.
Yeah, good wicket for England. And how would they love to get the Indian captain out now? They get the Indian captain out now, and they'll still be behind the eight ball, but they'll still feel as though they can believe that they can win this game. Kohli looks in absolute sublime form, complete in control of his movements, his balance, shot selection, execution is perfect by the Indian captain.
That ball, last one, was 144 kilometres an hour, significantly quicker than anything else Chris Jordan has sent down this over. To complete the over, Jordan is in. Shreyas is well across his stumps, flicks this through square leg. Adil Rashid won't get there. It'll be David Malan who will, and they will come back for a couple. 133 for 3 at the end of 14 overs. 165 is the target, so it's 32 needed from 36 balls here on TalkSport 2, as Darren Goff rejoins us in the commentary box.
Well, the averages tell you batting second and chasing down totals in T20 gets you a better result, and so far it's looking that way for India. They've actually timed this run chase pretty well so far, and the heartbeat of the side there, Virat Kohli not out, 46 from just 33 deliveries. And we've all been talking about how well Kishan's played and how well Rishabh Pant's played, but look at that, Virat Kohli is still there. He's the man that England have to dismiss to give them any chance whatsoever. He has been there, worn the T-shirt, done the lot.
Designed the T-shirt. It's the second T20 between India and England on TalkSport 2 with the Times and the Sunday Times. Of course, Lizzie Ammon, former England captains Mike Atherton and Sir Alistair Cook writing in the Times. Right, Tom Curran is going to be back into the attack. His one over so far has cost 16. He's got a dark black headband on. So he looks a bit like the Karate Kid at the moment.
Well, he's not been in the same hairdresser as his brother, has he?
Probably wisely. So Curran comes in, right arm over. Virat Kohli's coming down the pitch to meet him. He's pushed past Jofra Archer at mid-wicket. And a single will be taken, 134 for 3.
Do you think that was two brothers going into the hairdressers and going, I'm not sure what's going to happen here. So you go first and I'll go out after you. So the younger one went in first there for the haircut. That's why Tom's wearing the headband.
To be fair, Tom, I think he's trying to grow his hair as well, because he's not got much of it left.
As Archer comes in again. Last ball of the over, that's Fuller. And it's driven by Virat Kohli. Chris Jordan stops the ball with a dive to his right. It will just be a single. And at the end of the 17th over, India have moved on to 154 for 3. Kohli 62 not out. Shreyas 7 not out. 11 needed for the final 3 overs. And you're listening to commentary of the second T20 between India and England on TalkSport 2 with the Times and the Sunday Times cricket team. Writing with an edge.
Yeah, it's good batting from Virat Kohli there. Mid-off, like I said earlier on in the audio, cloth one over. Mid-off, who was up on the edge of the circle and it ran away for 4. Again, he tried to go to that mid-off area, this time along the ground. The fielder, Jordan, made an excellent stop to his right, diving to his right, but it keeps Virat Kohli on strike with 11 needed here for India to equal this series at 1-1.
It's unerring how often the great players get off strike the last ball of the over, so they're facing the next ball, isn't it, Goffin?
Especially when they're in as well. He's sniffing a 70-odd not out here.
Get his average back over 50 again after the duck last time out. Which 62 not out certainly would.
It's an amazing average. Someone in this form of the game to be averaging over 50.
Jordan then in, and it's a full toss and it's flicked away off the hip by Virat Kohli, who's cross with himself for missing out on more, and he just flicks it away to fine leg, and it's another single, but he knows it should have been more.
Oh, he got away with that one, didn't he, Jordan? Oh, halfway up the stumps, full toss on the leg stump of Virat Kohli, literally a yard out of the side of the fielder, and that's gone away for 4.
And it was a ball with pace on as well, literally just got to get a little bit more bat on it. It's gone.
Well, he got away with it there, Chris Jordan, a little bit. India, though, 155 for 3. They still require another 10 runs to square this series as Jordan is in again. Oh, that's a swing and a miss from Shreyas Iyer. Pacey from Jordan was on him a bit quicker than he was expecting, and straight through to Jos Buttler, and just the one run from the first two balls of the over.
Brave ball there from Jordan, quick back of a length. Shreyas flaying, just throwing his hands at it. The ball can go anywhere there. Yes, he could be caught at third man, but also it could just fly into all sorts of different pockets and go for the boundary.
So England seeing Chris Jordan in again. That's Fuller. It's not a bad delivery, but it's well dug out, and it goes up to mid-on, who was standing a little bit back. Shreyas Iyer was very quick to spot that there was a single there, and he goes through to take his score to 8 from 8 and the score to 156 for 3. Just the 9 required there. So Virat Kohli surveying the scene, seeing what he can do. And the crowd abuzz with excitement. Some interesting fancy dress costumes appearing up on the screens. As in comes Jordan again, and that's just brilliantly played by Virat Kohli. Oh. Absolutely sensational from middle stump, and he's just flicked using his wrists out onto the leg side for a couple of bounce 4, and the ball went like a rocket. Absolutely wonderful shot.
Well, that's just class, isn't it? I said Jordan there just drifting onto leg stump. He knows he's very good off his legs, just turns the bottom hand and the wrists on the ball without any effort whatsoever, and it just runs away, doesn't it, for 4. As soon as he hit it, you knew it was 4.
Glorious shot there by the skipper. Chris Jordan then in again to Virat Kohli, and he's worked this deep into the crowd to win the game for India. It was short, it was down on the leg side, and Virat Kohli has finished with a 6. Kohli 67 not out from 48 balls, and India have wrapped up a comprehensive victory over England with still 14 balls remaining. They have won by 7 wickets, and this has been as comprehensive a victory in this second T20 for India as England's was in the first. We're all square, we're yet to have a close one, but India marching right back into this series.
Well, I think we all know what's going to happen come the third T20 International. Whoever wins the toss is going to want a ball first. Batting second is definitely the way forward. A terrific, dominant performance from India. They were absolutely superb. They were on it with the ball. Kumar with a new ball, and Sundar started well for India. But the way they're battered there, Kishan on debut, 56 off just 32 deliveries, was absolutely outstanding. But the main man himself, Virat Kohli, the captain, the leader, 67 from 48 deliveries, sees India home with ease. What a terrific all-round performance from India. 10 out of 10 for England in the first game. 9 out of 10 from me, from India, in the second T20 International. Oh, what a series we've got in line here.
An excellent comeback then from India after the mauling in the first match. Virat Kohli, the captain, finishing unbeaten on 73 from 49 balls with 5 fours and 3 sixes to level up the series at 1-1. Well, you can hear all the analysis from the team next right here on TalkSport 2.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.